Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want to hear from you, so give me a holler. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call me, you can always hit me up on the email tip. Email is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, that email is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns are always welcome. And I love hearing from you. Y'all make my day. And some of y'all hit me up with some of the funniest stuff going. There's never been a time when there's been a shortage of funniness that don't come from y'all. So please hit me up. Also, real quick, social network I have on Facebook, a Smooth Drama group. I would love to hear from y'all in there. So if you go to Facebook and you ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J will hook you up with the invite and addition to the group. We are growing leaps and bounds, and it is always meaningful discussion that goes on there, as well as any other social network. If you Google me, you find Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. I'll add you back, and we can talk a taste on it. I love hearing from you. I love talking to you. And I enjoy the dialogue. And I hope that we can continue. In meantime, in between time, welcome to Smooth Drama. Man, it's been a lot, you know, as most folks have been on their Black Panther high. I myself was joyful. Had the Black Joy Parade this past weekend. It was awesome to see Black folks out there looking beautiful, representing, having a good time. And I mean, for us, it was crazy because we actually almost ran out of books, had to get the re-up. It was fantastic. It was one of the happier moments for us. And you see a lot of interesting people out there. You know, Black folks, y'all are funny. I can tell you. It's like we had some. I won't say they were ladies of the evening because it was afternoon. In front of our booth, just standing and conversing with each other and with some young men who had took up residence in the booth that was empty next to us. It was interesting seeing these ladies of the afternoon and some other folks, because we happened to have a booth that was right across the way from the radio station. So we got everybody that wanted to, like, they wanted to shake their thing. Everybody shook it right there. There was a lot of shaking. And some of y'all should not have been shaking, but you were shaking anyway, and God bless you. I mean, for me, You know, black folks got rhythm, but some of y'all been around white people too long. You done lost it. There was something missing. But I ain't going to harp on that. I did have to comment on something that I generally don't comment on, like social media stuff. I don't really care too much about the stuff that goes on there. If you know me, you know that I have social media, and I'll comment on this and that. But generally, if I'm on social media, I'm playing Scrabble and Words with Friends. That's kind of my thing. I don't have to think. I can just like, I'm destroying. Shout out to my auntie. Because we're like, my auntie plays me in different games. We've been playing for a long time now. And we're like playing like four games because I'm thinking that she's thinking that one of them she's going to win. It's like, no, auntie. If you're listening to this, you're not going to win. I'm not. She won one game. She was like, she hit the lotto. But we played like 138 games. And I'm just, doesn't matter how many games, you'll get one lucky one out of 138. I just wanted to say that. Not that I'm being cold or cruel, but I am. Because my auntie talks a lot. Y'all, trust me. If you think that I talk trash, my auntie, she does talk. And she knows who she is and she's listening because she's cold and cruel. Well, she used to be, but when I caught up, that was it. It's a wrap. But what I saw was your boy Young Thug. I mean, first, I'm like, Young Thug. He's changing his name, but I was stuck on Young Thug, right? Because he's like 26, though. I mean, when do you stop being Young Thug? Not that he was thugging. I guess if we consider him thugging that dress out that he wears or those dresses that he wears. Maybe that's... I mean, is there... And this is from my people in the chat room. Is there an age limit to when you can stop being young? You know, because he's young, but it's like when I think of young something, when I looked up his age, right, there were like, it's like 18 young rappers. Because there's the two variations. There's the Y-O-U-N-G, young rappers. And then there's the Y-U-N-G, young rappers. And you're like, how many of these young ones? And they don't be young, though. They be old. But you're still young. I mean, I'm saying, is the cutoff for, like, I'm Young Thug, like, that'd be, like, 16, 17, maybe even 18. It's like, are you still young when you're, like, 26? It's like, you ain't quite seasoned, but at that point, at about 26, 27, your balls start dangling a little bit, and they're about ready to drop. So you're not necessarily young. Anyway, Young Thug he's changing his name to Sex, and I know y'all care. So, I thought about it, and I'm sitting here talking about it, and I'm sitting there, who is thinking about it? And I'm just waiting to hear these crickets in the background, like, you know, these are all the people who care about whether or not Young Thug changed his name to Sex. That's what he changed his name to. So, shout out to that fly and crickets in the background. Anyway, so yeah, that he changed his name to Sex. I'm like, instead of like Sex, it could have been like Sex in the Dress. You know, I can't let it go because I read an article where one dude was talking about wearing a dress because back in the days they didn't wear pants, and so wearing a dress was not, like, not masculine. And I get that. You know, in Africa, they said, you know, they had the thing so the balls could just hang loose. Everything was loose. You got some air in there. So I get where they're coming from on that point, but you know, the full on dress, and I think that was on his latest album cover. He had like the blue dress, like the old school plantation women dress with the big sides and the butt that came out on the back. I was like, I don't know if that's like masculine. They say, oh, you should be able to be in touch with your tender side, and I'm in touch with my tender side. You know, when I touch it, it's tender, but that's about as far as I'm gonna go. The tender side is, it has nothing to do with masculinity, but more with, you know, being a regular human and understanding, you know, like they said, your gender roles and, you know, the gender assignments. That's just saying that, hey, we want to break y'all down into just one group, and no, we're not all one group. I'm me, and they're them, and never the twain shall meet. Not that I know what I'm talking about. I want to be more like crazy, like Taye Diggs. Actually, I remember when a lady was like, "You look like Taye Diggs," and it was right after I watched Equilibrium. If you don't know what Equilibrium is, it's a movie that starred Taye Diggs and Christian Bale. And in the movie, they took these drugs where they had no emotions, and so in it, Taye Diggs gets his face cut off, like the front of his face gets cut off in Equilibrium. It's awesome, right? The one time where I'm like rooting for the black dude to get killed, that one. I don't know if y'all heard, and this was before that happened. I just never liked the dude. It's like Taye Diggs. Anyway, so he came out and he said, and I told him, I can't date outside my race, and black women are to blame. So, sister out there, he can't date outside of his race because y'all are to blame. For some reason, you know, I call it the Black Panther effect, you know. But it's because Black Panther has so many positive black images, whatnot. It's like black folks, real black folks, are following the fantasy black folks and are like, we should like each other. We should love black women. Black women look strong in the movie. And so you'll get a fool like this will come out, and I'll quote y'all favorite, because I know some of y'all like his ass, but I don't know, because he don't like your ass. But he came out and said he's received backlash from black women throughout the years because of his you know, dating white women. He said that he no longer can date outside his race. Sounds like he just want to be in Black Panther 2 so he, you know, get a job, because nobody's trying to get him in the movie no more. So if he says, hey, I'm not dating white women no more, black folks will like him or watch any of his shows. I don't know if y'all was watching because he was in that show Rosewood, and I refused to watch Rosewood just because it was named Rosewood and not after Rosewood, the town that white people destroyed, the black town that white people destroyed in the movie. I refused to pay attention to stuff like that. And he was in it, so no. Can't watch it. If he's in the show, I'm not watching it. Unless it's Equilibrium and then he gets his face cut off. And his face slides off in the movie. It is like the coolest thing ever. No. Y'all not feeling that. Okay. I know. I would talk about something else that was near and dear to the ladies' hearts, but I'm gonna go on break first. And then when I come back, I'm gonna talk about what I heard the females homies talking about some safari dude who is leaking his news. I refuse to even give it a Google anything, because nah. But we'll talk about it. In the meantime, in between time, going back to the old school, I do that anyway. This is KRS-One. Love's gonna get you.
You know, so we want to clear the air and let you all know what time of day it really is. BDP, a black revolutionary, first for humanity, then for the upliftment of Africa. And it goes a little something like this.
Jump in the BM, driving around our territory again. I stop
love is very, very serious. Very addictive.
Let us move on.
My brother's out of it, but I'm still in it. On top of that, I'm in it to win it. I can't believe that Rob would diss me. That faggot, that punk, score for sissy. I'm driving around now with three of my guys. The war is on and I'm on the ride. We roll right up to his favorite hangout. Said hello and then the bullets rang out. Some fired back so we took cover. And all I could think about was my brother. Rob jumped up and began to run. Busting shots, hoping to hit someone. So I just stopped and let off three shots. Two hit him and one hit a cop. I threw the gun down and began to shout. Come on, I got him. It's time to break out. But as we ran, there were the boys in blue. Pointing their guns at my four-man crew. They shot down one, they shot down two. Now tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? Word love is real sore, but when you use it in your vocabulary like you're addicted to it, it speaks right up and takes you right out, 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 out. So, for future reference, remember, it's all right to like or want a material item, but when you fall in love with it and you start seeing it and carrying on for it,
get you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Man. What I was going to get into. I saw and I heard through the grapevine, you know, grapes talk. Yeah, get that. If you stand next to a grapevine, great talk. Don't believe that. Anyway, no. So I heard from some grapes that there was some dude named Safari who was like leaking his nudes. And he says, no, I wasn't leaking it, right? I just had somebody put it out there. You know, he's doing interviews on the Breakfast Club and everywhere else. I'm like, yeah, it's not something I want out there. My nieces follow me and watch everything I do, and my mom and my sisters. People think I did that for promo. But he did say those images out there is him. And apparently he's like swinging in the wind in his pictures. But he says it's not him. And he's a social phenomenon. He's a social media phenomenon because has all the ladies out there. I'm not going to look. And the people were like, yep, it's working for you. He said, because he said that These are pictures that he took on Snapchat because Snapchat has a better camera. And so he said apparently somebody leaked it from his Snapchat. Why am I talking about this? I don't know. But it's foolishness. Because I mean, the fact that he lied, nah, I don't want it out there, but he's out there talking about it. Like, yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. It's, you know, it goes back to the whole, I always make the commentary about, you know, starting with like Superhead, whatnot. When people get famous because you suck somebody's dick, somebody famous, and that makes you famous. Is that like the, and so now he's famous because he moves his dick in the video. I mean, that's what fame is now. It's like, you know, he's famous for something, and this will launch his career. He'll get out there, and you know, like Kim Kardashian, they don't have to have talent. It's like, look, she came out, her shining moment, her big break was getting hit in the video. That's her moment. And she's been rolling off that publicity ever since. It's like, to be known and to be famous because I saw you have sex. That's it. And now this dude, he'll get a chance to get famous because he swung his dick in the video. Yeah. That's where we at now. Swinging your dick in the video can get you famous. This is not the trend. And I know some of the ladies be like, but they've been objectifying women for a long time. I'm like, no, I wasn't objectifying women. I've been against it on that side too. I don't think women should get famous for writing books about how many dicks you sucked, or getting famous because, you know, you had sex. And I don't get it, but I guess if y'all want to pay attention to folks like that, y'all go ahead. I'm going to miss them. I actually want to talk about my dumbass of the week. Now, this one had me dying. Shout out to my my correspondent who sent me this. It's hilarious. This couple on the run from the police run into the police precinct parking lot. It, you know, you're special when you do this thing, and they've got names that I can't pronounce, or I would, Marwan and something. Anyway, they're a couple. They're running away from the cops. They jump out their car, whatnot, and these idiots run into the police precinct parking lot while the police are training. It's kind of funny. You think about, oh, we getting away, and you run right into the precinct. You're in the parking lot. It's like cops everywhere. You just run into, hey, you know what I'm saying? In those cases, people like that, and this is the part, and it sounds bad on my end because it looks like I'm advocating violence. But I'm saying, if anybody deserved to be beat, or if somebody was gonna get shot in the shin, it would be them. Cause you was dumb enough to run into the police precinct trying to win away from the police. It's funny. Shout out to that couple. That can't pronounce their name, man. Y'all had me crying. I was cracking up. No, I saw a few other things. But that one was extra special. But you know, I go from my dumbass of the week to the hater of the week real quick, because it's like me into these quick turnarounds. I gotta get
hate. I hate you.
Hater of the week, the NCAA. This one was really, really easy. I mean, the NCAA could be the hater of the week every week, every month, every year, every decade. You know, if you don't know, NCAA, you want to talk about taking advantage of the athlete, meaning majority black folks. I'll start with, I've talked about there was an investigation, right? And they found over 20 universities had done something illegal paying players. Down to, the dude had a spreadsheet where they were naming names. They're naming names of the players. How much they owe, bad investment, this guy didn't sign, we got to get that money back. I mean, he's got notes, right? But who's gonna take the hit? Because, see, we're some of you know, even if you're not a basketball fan, a casual person knows that we're in March Madness. March Madness is where you get the 68 best teams in America as designated by the NCAA. And they play in this tournament to decide the national champion. Now, what happens is, I'll start by saying the NCAA has a $6 billion, $6 billion deal with CBS and its sister channels to televise the event. So they're making bank. I mean, $6 billion. The players, if I'm not mistaken, last time I checked, it was like $300, make $400 a month scholarship check. Now, you have them folks that say, oh, they're getting a free education. Well, some of them are paying for the education 100 times over. And not only do they get that $300-$400 check and the scholarship room and board and all that other stuff, they can't work. You can't get money from relatives, Which is hilarious. You can't get a job. And to top it off, and I may have mentioned this a few times, to top it off, you don't have the rights to your name. Like, I can't sell jerseys with my name on it if I'm under scholarship. because I, according to the NCAA, have signed over to my name perpetuity, meaning whatever. So, money. We just, you know, you say like Alonzo Ball. Got no, he sold all them jerseys for UCLA. Did he get a check? No. Do any of these kids get a check? No. But they will, if they go out to eat with somebody, whatever, they can be ruled ineligible. Now, we talk about it. As a college student, most of us, any of us, anybody can take us to dinner. If we don't play football or basketball, anybody can take us to dinner. They don't give a damn. If we can get a job, all that. But they can't. Because it would be, they say it would be improper. Improper. And they said, no. We can't pay the players because there's the amateurism that goes away if you pay them. The amateurism, the spirit of amateurism goes away even though they're getting $6 billion that they split amongst schools. Not the, you know, that's basketball. They ain't even talking about the football money. They're making money hand over fist. And you don't get a nickel. And one of the statutes that they use, another statute that they use was the statute of, can't remember the name of it, but when they, the argument over prisoners working, as you know, prison is a $1 billion industry also, but I digress. Prisoners were suing for the right because they were employees of the prison, they were saying, and they should get paid accordingly. They said, nope, you cannot be, because you're wards of the state, the punishment. So you weren't allowed to benefit off of your labor. Only your captors can benefit off of your labor. I mean, that's what capitalism, right? Imperialism, colonialism. You can be our prisoner, but you still can't earn money. Because your money belongs to us because you committed a crime, whatever. That's the statute that they use as an example for college players as to why they shouldn't be paid. So basically, the comparison is to prisoners, criminals, people who have broken the law. Because if we pay you, then where are we going to get our money from? I mean, that's what it's saying. It's the old Ricky and Bobby. Let me win. Can I win? But if you're winning, what am I doing? And this is the argument that they will give up. Like, well, if we let y'all win, what are we going to be doing? If y'all get money, then that's less money for us. Now, of course, the NBA has come out, hey, maybe we'll have them play in the G League instead of college. But that's not going to work because the G League's not on TV. So you can't build stars. You can't build brands like the NCAA tournament does. It's a big mess as far as what they do to players. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry what they are doing. I mean, we make money and y'all don't. We don't want to share this pot of gold with y'all because, hell, that means we would have to share this pot of gold with y'all. It's that simple. Ain't no more. Ain't no more. That's it. I got nothing else on that. We make money. We make, because there's the $6 billion from basketball. Then there's what? About 2-3 billion for football. And athletes get about 300-400 a month. Ballers, but then they'll suspend them. They'll treat them like criminals because a poor player want to eat. Poor player want to eat. Now, I ain't going to say all these players are innocent, but at the end of the day, we're all capitalists. And if I can make money off of my name, I should be able to make money off of my... It's my damn name, not you making money in perpetuity, meaning forever. You make money off of my name. Yeah, y'all don't hear me. What I'm saying, when we talk about them robbing black folks, this is how they rob us. I am going to go on break now. Again, this time it's going to be much shorter. This is Common B. Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Ah, what is that shit that happened again? Well, I don't know if y'all remember a heifer named Brianna Harmon. No? Nobody remembers old Brianna? Well, let me explain to you who and what the heifer known as Brianna Harmon was all about. On March 8th, 2017, she was reported missing. A few hours later, she walked into a church wearing only a t-shirt and a bra and underwear. And she said she had been kidnapped by three black men wearing ski masks. Yep. She said that the men assaulted her and raped her. And, you know, she was raped by two men while a third held her down. So, of course, medical workers didn't find evidence she'd been raped. The holes in her jeans didn't match any injuries that she reported. And so police found out that later on that she had made up the rape and the cuts on her body were self-inflicted. And so she told the police that she was upset after she and her fiancé had been fighting and said she cut herself in their clothes and then made up the rape story because she didn't want her family to be angry with her. Now, you see the footnote there? Do you see the footnote there? Black folks is the excuse for this bullshit story so that she won't hurt, she won't disappoint her family. And there's nothing that generates more concern and sympathy by saying a black man did it. Heifer alert. And so, what is the Groundhog Day about? Not only the fact that, you know, she did it and said it. I mean, we know throughout history, a white woman saying black dude raped them. I mean, there's some black dudes that was gonna pay, that was gonna have hell to pay. Now, she recanted and said it didn't happen. She made shit up. But is she going to jail? Is she going to jail? It's cricket. How many people think she's going to jail? Somebody? Anybody? Nobody? Yeah. Yes, that's right. She is not going to jail. She's getting no jail time for lying on black folks. Now, for me, when you hear these stories about white women lying on black folks, there's the indifferent shrug, but then there's the part in me that's like, and some of y'all who listen to the show, y'all would get mad at me when I would wish cancer on these people, or tuberculosis, or Ebola, something, anything. I got email from y'all like, that's too much. That's too much, Smooth. That's too much, Mr. Anthony. Why? Why are you wishing cancer on people? I'm like, don't she deserve it? Don't people like that deserve it? Like the woman that lied on Emmett Till and then on her deathbed, so she can go to heaven, she tells the truth. Like, I repent before I die. I lied about Emmett Till.
He didn't wink at me.
See, I'm saying, and these folks live long, long, happy lives. Long, happy lives. Like they ruin other people's lives. And so you think about it, if old Brianna wouldn't have recanted and they would have caught three black men. You know they would have caught three black men and whooped on their ass. Whooped on their ass. And made them confess to something that didn't even happen. And it would have been all good. And she's been like, oh. See, y'all? See, they caught somebody. But they just caught her ass because more likely it was some black folks working on the case. It was like, hell no. Ain't nothing wrong with her. She ain't got no semen in her. Because if it, I'm not buying them. Because I would say that there are some folks who will co-sign on anything that a young white woman says. Regardless if facts make sense. As we know. And speaking of white women, Stacey Dash, who was in my top 10 of Facoon of the Year, and Omarosa, both come out. First, Stacey Dash is trying to be a representative in the 44th District, which means she wants to represent Compton and Watts. You know, the woman that don't like black folks want to represent black folks. Now,
can she get votes in the black community? I'm
curious to see, because she put her She officially put her hat in the ring, as they call it. And she's running. I'm wondering if she's going to get votes. Somebody going to come out and be like, nah, ho. You can't represent us. There's no way in hell you can represent us, Stacey Dash. Get your clueless ass up out of here. You can't represent black folks. I mean, is it somebody gonna come out? I'm saying she can't represent black folks, and the people, you voters in Compton and Watts, y'all better not give this person a vote. She don't deserve your vote. And if you give her your I'm just saying. See, Coons, you can't show Coons. Ain't no coming back. I know black folks is forgiving, but we gotta stop forgiving these Coons. She when she was rolling with Fox and she just thought that white folks was gonna love her forever, she was on TV talking crazy. Now she won't represent you. You want this Coon represent you, Compton and Watts? Omarosa, another top 10 in my Coon of the Year award. You know, she's out, she's doing the lecture circuit talking about, I'm gonna write a book, talking about how, yeah, it was a plantation, I was the only black person there. Look, trying to pretend like you like black folks. It's like, and I'm sorry, are we still on them days where we give these coons the benefit of the doubt? Y'all know she's a coon. She knows she a coon. I mean, both of them, her and Stacey Dash, they both know they coons. They got in a position by sucking a... Anyway. So, do you have these coons represent you? I mean, do you give this coon a platform? I mean, she wasn't down with black folks, but now white folks done kicked her out. You can't even suck my dick no more. And now she comes to black folks. So I'm like, what use do we have of her? I mean, we forgiving folks, embracing folks that don't care for you at all, don't have no vested interest, not even a passing interest. They not even passing by interest in you. They're just like, whatever. Can I get on TV? Look, I was on the plantation. Yeah, in the house, eating cornbread and sipping lemonade with Master. Master got tired of your ass, and now you ain't sipping lemonade no more. But now you won't come out to the field. Well, I was working hard for y'all in the house. I was trying to get y'all some extra cornbread. I was going to get y'all some extra lemonade. It was going to come on Sunday, but they fired me when I kept asking for that extra lemonade for y'all. And we wasn't just going to put the lemon seeds in y'all lemonade. We were going to put the whole lemon. That's what we're talking about here. You're talking about embracing these coons. Now, on the other end, there was a shooting that disturbed me. And it was, at first, it was like what you call a dude Facebook lived his own murder, where a 65-year-old man shot him because he told on the drug dealers in the community. And, you know, we talked that stop snitching stuff, but you know, when you tell on drug dealers and want the community to be better, that's not rewarded. I mean, as you know, police don't really protect you. They set us against each other. And so he was killed because, quite frankly, he told on a drug dealer, a bad person who was making the community better, not better. So the question would be, and I know with people with Black Panther on the brain and everybody and positive reviews and the love for each other, can we get that love outside of the movie theater, not just in the movie theater? I'm Mr. FN Word. This was another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together, you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.